Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. And today is the 12th of February of the year 2020. Happy birthday today in 1809 to both Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin, twin originators of both the movie Sliding Doors, and respectively the idea of evolution and a figurehead of the nation that holds the biggest number of intelligent design anti-evolution theorists on Earth. But only one of them has a car named after him.
Do you know, the rapper Chuck D took his name from Charles Darwin?
He's real into birds, was he? Celebrations today include National Plum Pudding Day, a dish that most of us only know through the vector of fairy tales. And your guest today is Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, recently back from his vivisection tour of the UK.
I don't like to think of it as a vivisection tour. I just had a few incidents on the roads with some slow learning badgers.
Yeah, well, it was that habit of yours of strapping blades to the wheels of your tour bus like Boudicca.
Well, that's what we voted for Brexit for, isn't it? Back to good British forms of transport. The bladed wheeled chariot being, of course, one of them.
Coming up, we'll be talking all the biggest bigotry news in the Under London revelations, but first, some headlines. In the news today, in the wake of Prime Minister Scott Morrison's Saturday afternoon announcement that Australia will be introducing new control measures that will see all non-Australians travelling from mainland China barred entry at the border, concerns are rising that coronavirus-based Chinese racism is not a victimless crime, as proposed travel bans against Chinese nationals have come up against the reality of international economic interdependency and the fact that Chinese tourists bring in $12 billion a year to the Australian economy. The media is calling the ban unprecedented, despite the fact that we did have a White Australia policy for a while.
A quick sports story, Alice. I know you're not that into sport, but the Olympics are apparently they're going to include online hate speech as a demonstration sport in the 2024 Olympics in Riyadh.
How will they score that? Similar to sort of rhythmic gymnastics? Or...
Yeah, I mean, it's a mixture of technical merit and artistic impression and vitriol. But the thing is, it's quite interesting because there's a lot of discussion about what sport should and shouldn't be in the Olympics, and people say, well, it's not really a sport, but it is global. It doesn't need high-tech equipment. Actually, it's quite an equal sport for lots of nations.
Everyone's interested, even if they don't want to be.
That's right, and people would love to watch it. So, I mean, why have rowing, which has none of those things, rather than online hate speech?
I mean, the thing that rowing does have is occasionally when they're standing on the pontoons in their zoot suits, they will all get boners at the same time.
Right.
That's.
I mean, you used to do a lot of rowing, Alice.
I did indeed.
I'll take your word for that.
And Mars prison colony worries as recently Chase Bank has claimed a number of Mars convicts who have been freed have hacked into a bank from a small satellite orbiting Mars. They claim it isn't a victimless crime, as it is only a matter of time before these criminals branch out from big-time bank crime to small personal annoyance crime, when spammers will catch on and we start having to field emails from Alpha Centaurian princes with implausible inheritances and cut-price Cialis from the dark side of Uranus. Hot signals are in your quadrant of the galaxy and they want to chat. And that is your headlines for today. It's time for your classified ads now. Remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Smooth FM Easy Listening Radio has branched out to passive-aggressive song dedications. Love love song dedications but have a heart full of loathing? Download the Smooth FM app and as it's uploading, make sure to clatter the dishes in your sink in a really pointed way, and the intelligent app design will register your feelings and allow you to make dedications that say, I love you, but... Smooth FM Easy Listening Radio, love love song dedications in passive-aggressive song form. What is it good for? Absolutely everything. Half a glass of water.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that is your ads for today.
The Last Post.
And your top story today, of course. It's all the newest news in the Under London News. Andy, what has happened to London?
Well, it's very, very dramatic, isn't it? And we were talking about the transport issues the other day. And, well, clearly it's got way out of hand now. And, the controversy of exactly who these people are, where they've been, all this. Have they been there? How long have they been there? I mean, there's an awful lot of unsubstantiated rumours going around.
I mean, the argument that they are, in fact, the Picts seems to have been borne out by the delegation coming back with square-headed axes, bronze and iron axes.
Yeah, but anyone can make an axe. I mean, how do you test for Pictishness? Can you do a blood
Dictionary.
Test? Is it... Right, okay. Well, that's... that was the British hieroglyph, wasn't it?
And after an early surge in sort of unity among the British people in excitement about these new under-Londoners being potentially the solution to Brexit trade woes, Piers Morgan and Nigel Farage have once more sort of taken a step back and have decided that these are a threat to the sanctity of British people.
Right.
There's bigotry, of course, surging up among Londoners and people outside London who are not obviously part of this. But
did the Victorians not? When they were building the London Underground, but basically how they filled up all those museums with interesting ancient stuff. Was that some kind of deal they made with the Picts in the 1850s, 1860s when they were...
I mean, we do not have the documents. It's all extremely worrying. I think...
Because clearly they must have found... I mean, there is this rumour, isn't there, that the Victoria line was already existing. People are now saying that was a Pictish tunnel. And, there were ready-made tunnels with... air shafts, and obviously they just ascribed it to the will of God. But
at the time, the Victorians were very good at that, and also ignoring things that they didn't like. The thing that I'm really worried about for today's episode is the bigotry that's coming out. The fear, we saw this with the coronavirus, people wearing masks around Chinese people. A man in Australia died while having a heart attack because people were too worried about the risk of infection to give him CPR. And now people are looking at butt masks for their toilets as though these Picts are going to come up through the toilets get their bottoms. I mean, it's a surge in these butt masks, and people are walking around in the streets wearing these ridiculous butt masks.
They're not just shorts.
Well, it's sort of the new Southern Cross tattoo, if you know that, in Australia, or St. George's Cross thing. Yeah. But now it's a butt mask.
What have they been waiting for to Yeah, but I mean, because they obviously thought, well, we're going to hold out until the Romans have gone. And then, but at no point thought, no,
well, it's
the right
possible
time.
That the Romans leaving, they realised that the Romans had left when Brexit happened.
Right, OK, so it's a communication issue.
Yeah, communication issue. Well, I
we're
mean,
not
that
coming
the,
out until we're sure that the Romans
literally
have gone.
The EU left, including right. Italy, which carries Rome with it.
OK.
And they must have read about it in a discarded newspaper and thought, at last.
Right.
We can
so
rise
I guess,
again.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the way you're working out is by overhearing conversations and the language, the change, it's not like the Romans left overnight, is it?
No.
So they wouldn't have, it's almost too slow a process, so we're not going to suddenly go back to speaking whatever we're speaking.
Well, people
in
kept using baths
AD.
And roads, didn't
yeah.
they? You know, so they didn't rid themselves of the shackles of Roman occupation entirely.
I don't like the way that Farage has turned against them, because, I mean, essentially, he's been saying that unless you can prove that someone in your family personally dragged a bluestone from Wales to Stonehenge, you're not really British. And yet these people, I mean, they're more British than any of us in many ways.
Well, this was the thing. Initially, we all thought that it was going to be like a new phase of unity online with people who were, you know, pro-Picts and in this way of cultural exchange. And Farage seemed to be very pro-Picts in their Britishness. But he's taken a step back from that position and says, in fact, that he never trusted them. And he's always been wearing a butt mask, even under his pants.
And in many ways, but they should be seen as an inspiration to us that, you know, they've, you know, in these kind of Brexit times, that they've managed to maintain existence for thousands of years in, you know, complete literal darkness. So, and we can do it in metaphorical darkness. If they can do it in literal darkness, we should see that as a... I mean, I think the way that we will start, you know, broadly as a society to accept the Picts as part of us is when some of them turn out to be really, really good at sport and... We can, you know, bump up our national sports teams with them.
Maybe they're really good at flame wars, Andy. Well, the newest Olympic sport.
Yeah. It's possible.
I mean, it is a pretty sick burn to just disappear for 1,000 years.
And it's tricky, isn't it, to say, because, you know, the general trope of the insular xenophobe is go back where you came from. But clearly that's exactly where they, as is generally the case, exactly where, you know, underneath London. I mean,
that's where they've always been. They don't seem to be wanting to come out anytime soon, or certainly not until we figured out some sort of treaty. Delegations continue to go in and come out, but we're not being informed. As the people, we are not being informed of these processes. It's a very non-transparent process, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are getting so angry and so worried, particularly about their butt health.
Right. I mean, it is a time of uncertainty and confusion, and I think this has really added to it in a very striking and unexpected way. But.
Well, I, for one, have been poking Mars bars down the drain in order to propitiate them in case they turn out to be a hostile force.
What, so offerings of goodwill?
Yeah, offerings of goodwill in the form of Mars bars.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's something, I think we should probably embrace it as a nation. And, yeah, there's too much hostility in the world. And I think, you know, when you find a lost civilization living under your own capital city, then you're duty-bound to...
Yeah, and isn't it the most British thing, having an upstairs and a downstairs?
Right? Exactly. Yes.
Exactly.
Just need some bells so we can summon up snacks from them.
News is still emerging from the under London city that we are still figuring out how we're going to engage with. We're going across to our reporter on the scene, John Hastings, who is standing by to let us know all the latest development. John, what's going on down there?
Alice, it's quite a time. I'm inside a Wetherspoons that's inside another Wetherspoons that's, of course, inside a Pret-a-Manger cup inside of an Argos dressing room, where Nigel Farage has just announced that he is back to being pro-picked after being against the Picts and then pro the Picts. No one's really sure what's caused this flip-flop, but we all know it's because of his fishman heritage. Oh, what's that? He is now against the Picts. No one's really sure why he's here or what is going on, but Lord knows it's a delightful distraction from any quote-unquote actual issues facing Britain.
Well, certainly figuring out how to integrate these people into the societies is playing into Nigel Farage's opinion, because he was all for them when he thought they might be Tory voters, and now he's against them now that it's considered they might be a drain on the welfare system.
You bring up a good point. Polish people all across the UK are rejoicing in that they're no longer the scapegoat for every decision Conservative politicians have made. The Picts have already been blamed for a lack of employment and also a rise in unemployment and also a rise in hiring within the United Kingdom. The NHS has already reported that they need more nurses, and this is being blamed on the Picked people's refusal to get into nurse costumes and just pretending to actually be nurses. The Met is facing a rampant amount of strain because they're not sure if they are allowed to police underground based on a variety of treaties that were signed under Henry VIII that have been uncovered in the Pict Society.
I mean, that is all the latest happening there down at the edge of the central line.
Alice, I hate to interrupt you, but Milo Yiannopoulos and Tommy Robinson have just arrived and declared the Pict people to be the greatest threat to ever face Britain ever since the invention of alcohol and train delays. It's very... Oh, Gary Barlow has arrived and just announced that he is forming a Take That spin-off group called Take Pict. Lord knows their benefit concert will be formed soon. Let's all hope earplugs reach us quickly.
Thank you so much for that. Latest on the scene, John Hastings, you'll be there all week. I hope you're all right. I know you have not been sleeping because you've been giving us coverage 24 hours a day. But we will see as this news emerges and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I look forward to it, Alice. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to have what's known as an open eye sleep, which is where I stare forward into a bare light bulb and try not to soil myself.
There's no time for your letters to the editor today, or rather they were so full of bigotry and fear about the under-Londoners that none of them are worth speaking. But we'll have more letters tomorrow when we come back. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please tune in to our previous editions. They go back for about 10 years. Your guest today was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Well, it depends how my first ever underground gig in London goes.
You're doing an underground gig. Is this with the jazz or?
Well, it's well a mixture of comedy, music, and cabaret for the Pict. It's a kind of bridge building exercise, and if it goes well, we'll put out a recording for public sale.
Bridge building, building.
Just don't know what their sense of humour is, because I mean, obviously, British sense of humour is a core British value, and it hasn't changed since the dawn of time. But you do think has. Being living underground for 2,000 years as a civilization changed what you find funny. I imagine it probably must have done.
Probably must have done. Well, we have to wait for them to send a delegation out. So far, the delegations have all been one way, but I'm looking forward to seeing you coming out the other side. I still haven't seen a picture of a Pict.
Well, ironically.
Ironically.
Yeah.
I mean, they just draw themselves, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Draw on themselves. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, and my tickets are on sale for Kronos, Alice Fraser Kronos, at Melbourne, Sydney and Perth Comedy Festival in the upcoming months. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I'm Alice Fraser, the executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and assuming the Picts don't eat us in the night, I will talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.